come on. Yeah, come on. It's like that. It's like that.
Hello and welcome to my young, loyal listeners of Teen Bible Study Taught in 10 Minutes. So what do you know? Word on the go. This podcast is brought to you by and produced by Real Time with the Bennett, where real talk happens all the time. Woo! I'm your host, Minister Bennett, of today's episode, and my co-host is...
the lovely Sister Bennett, as my husband affectionately calls me. Woo! Thank you for allowing and trusting us to be a part of your Christian walk.
In this week's episode, it is Grab Bag Topic Thursday, the last seven sayings according to God's Word. It's Grab Bag Topic Thursday.
Y'all we're know, back.
And you know this is our favorite time of the month where we can let our hair down and, not my case, just let it loose or just do what I do. But I love this because now we can just talk to you guys, you know, kind of unscripted, just have a conversation. So let's get right down to it. You guys know how I love to do it. She's sitting here and she's going to have to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop this definition on you. And it's saying, since that's what we're going to talk about, right? And it is any concise expression that is especially memorable because of its meaning. Yes, we talked about the meaning of these last seven sayings. So, Sister Bennett, take it away.
Got it. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the last seven sayings of Christ. And what this does is it leaves us with the final message as Christians, what he expects from us. All right. So the first saying we had was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus is teaching us here how to forgive. Now, if Jesus, dying for our sins and has done no wrong, can forgive those who are torturing and killing him, what is wrong with us that we can't forgive those who have done us wrong? We've done wrong. Jesus did no wrong. We need to have the same heart and forgive those because it doesn't hurt them, but it's truly hurting you to hold on to that unforgiveness. Now, the second saying is, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Here in this saying, Jesus is showing us that regardless of the situation he is in, he is still powerful. He has all power. When that criminal, that unsaved man, acknowledges his own sin and knew that Jesus did not sin, in his last hour, he called out to Jesus for salvation, and Jesus saved him. So if you are living in sin and you know it and want to make a change and want to have everlasting life, then don't wait. Give your life to Jesus now. Call on him while he is near. Call on him while he may be found. And never, ever forget, he will save you. The third saying, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. In this saying, Jesus is showing the compassion he has towards his mother, Mary. He loves her so much that he doesn't want her to see him take his last breath. So he tells the disciple John to behold thy mother. And at that point, John takes her away from the cross as she watches her son dying to his own home and accepted her as his mother. Jesus is showing us that while we have suffered loss in our lives, he will send someone not to replace them, but to love you just as much because there is life after a loss. All right. So at this point, we're going to kick it over to Minister Bennett, who is going to do the final four.
I'm not sure I can come behind that, but let me see what I can do. My God, why have you forsaken me? Have you ever been forsaken? If not, it means people, someone, your best friend has turned away, has walked away from you and left you standing alone to fend for yourself. There's no way God would do that to his son. For my older listeners, if you have children, that is something you would never do or think to do. It will not make sense to us that God, Mr. Love himself, the lover of our souls, would never forsake Jesus, the Christ, his son. Well, we know how this story ends. That is what God did here in that moment. It was the only way for God's love for humanity, for us to be fulfilled. And then he says, I am thirsty. This saying is in direct response to Psalm 69:21. Go read it. They put gall in my food and made me or gave me vinegar for my thirst. Imagine drinking vinegar when you're thirsty for water. What was Christ trying to tell us here? Christ was trying to tell us to be thirsty for God's word, to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Christ is inviting us to be thirsty for a drink from the living water that never runs dry. And then he said, "It is finished." There was nothing left to be done. No more lessons, no more parables, no more miracles to be formed by Christ. Jesus' job given to him by his Father was done, to redeem us back to God himself. Our debt for our sin was paid, not canceled. I do not want you to confuse that, because it cost someone their life, which was Jesus Christ. And then he said in his final saying, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus, without hesitation, gave his life in exchange for ours. This has been widely discussed. What was discussed about it? If he was fully God and fully man, part of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Jesus could have negotiated quite a different ending for his life so that he could continue living as usual, performing miracles and wonders and living forever. But he chose not to do so. Why? Because he first loved you. He loved us. He loved all of us, our young lawyer listeners. So I ask you, we ask you and we beg you, and more importantly, we will just tell you, love him back so he didn't die for nothing.
Amen. Be blessed, our young lawyer listeners, and happy Easter.
In summary, the importance of knowing Christ's last seven sayings and what they mean to us. I will close with this and a quote. What does Christ leave us with other than the promise of the Holy Spirit of God? Jesus didn't leave us with a memorable bar, a verse, or a hook. Christ left us with something way more valuable. He left us with seven sayings that can change us forever. Seven reflections on the last seven words of Jesus on the cross. Number one, forgive others. Number two, heaven is real. Number three, care for your parents. Number four, express your heart to God. Number five, be thirsty for the living water. Number six, don't give up, finish it. And number seven, place your life in God's hands. As always, please don't forget to subscribe and share so that you and your friends will get all future notifications when new and exciting episodes are uploaded and posted. Until next time, stay safe and live a life holy and acceptable to God. After all, it's your reasonable service. With a special thank you to LJ Productions for post-production's editing techniques used for this podcast. This podcast was sponsored in part by the Body of Christ Church in Waldorf, Maryland, Pastor Kenneth E. Stewart, its Christian Education Ministry, in association with Real Time with the Bennetts. A real talk, what? You got it. Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like that.